1, we'll look over into verse number 8 as a word was being given to Jacob, to Israel, and we'll just look down in verse number 10. Verse number 8 says, "But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away." Verse 10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." What a verse of Scripture. Turn over a couple of pages to chapter 43, and we'll read the first verse. May read the first couple of verses. "But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Let's bow for a moment of prayer. Father, thank you for this opportunity to be in your house one more time, assembled, Lord, with your people. And again, we all say thank you for the good meeting this morning that you graced us with. Lord, what a help that it was to me, and I'm sure to all that were present this morning. Or at least the help was made available to all. We pray now that you will direct our thought as we look at preaching tonight on this subject that we no doubt will need in the days to come. Lord, forgive us and cleanse us of everything that would grieve or hinder the Spirit of God. Take control of our thoughts this evening. Lord, I didn't call myself to preach. Lord, I did not save myself. Lord, you saved me. And you called me. Lord, I didn't pull strings and politically work and place myself in Rogersville. Lord, you did that. And we're here, Lord, by divine appointment. We're here for a divine purpose. And Lord, I pray that you'll help us as a church to realize that we have been placed together for such a time as this. And Lord, we pray that you'll help our church, those that are battling and those that are carrying burdens and those, Lord, that are seeking direction in life. We pray, Lord, for your help, your touch, and your approval. Lord, may you be pleased. May you smile, Lord, upon the church and upon the services and upon this thy servant. Father, I pray, help us now. We need that special touch, that special anointing that makes preaching effective. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Last Sunday morning, we mentioned the possibility of preaching a few messages on the thought of fear not. Fear not. And we introduced the subject last Sunday just simply by saying that not one time in the Word of God do you find God being told to fear not. And of course, that's great. Because who would it be that would tell God, fear not? Who would have the position to tell God, fear not? And I guess above that, who or what is it that God would fear? And we went through a long list of things that God does not fear. God does not fear. We just mentioned this. God fears no storm. God fears no fire. God fears no darkness, no enemy, no battles. He fears no inability nor insufficiency. He fears no failure, no problems. He fears not the unknown, the unexpected, or the uncertain. He fears no worry or weakness. Amen. That's Him, isn't it? That's the one that we serve. Amen. He fears no king or kingdom. He fears no loss of control. He fears no superior, no one or nothing that would be bigger than He is. He fears no economic loss or lack. He fears no intimidation, for who or what could intimidate Him. He is in control. When He says to a person, fear not, He has the authority to tell you to fear not, because He sees the big picture. He knows the first and the middle and the end. He sees it all. And when He says to you, fear not, He's telling you from an accurate summary that there's nothing to fear. Amen? That there's nothing to fear. Well, I noticed that in the Word of God, there's many, many times the statement, fear not, is used, be not afraid, and equivalent statements like that. But I want you to note some things. The Lord spoke to my heart yesterday about this. There are three basic things that I've seen as a general relation to this term, fear not. In other words, each time God said, fear not, it falls under three headings. There's three things that God is trying to do when He says to a person or a people to fear not. The first thing He's trying to do is to prepare. When He says fear not, some of those times He's telling that to a people that's getting ready to face something. He's preparing them for what's up ahead. See, a lot of trials are up ahead. We don't know what they are. We don't know when they'll be. We don't know how big they'll be. We don't know the direction they'll come in. But yet God would say to us many times, fear not as a means of preparation. Fear not the future. How many people are fearing the future? They're fearful about this election coming up. They're fearful about the direction of our economy. They're fearful about the direction of our country in a moral sense. Amen. And an international sense. There's fear. And the Bible said in Luke 21 and 26, men's hearts failing them for fear. Men's hearts failing them for fear. But God says, fear not. Fear not in preparation for the future. Amen. I like that. Amen. In fact, God's already lived out all of your tomorrows, and if He tells me to fear not, then there's nothing in my tomorrows that would be fearful. Amen. Fear not has to do with preparation or to prepare us. Amen. Amen. The fear of facing a trial, facing a situation. Amen. I don't like confrontation, but many times fear is associated with confrontation. But I notice the second truth. Not only do we find that fear not is used to prepare us for the unknown or the uncertain or what we're about to face, but also the word fear not is used to prevent something. Not only to prepare us, but to also to prevent. And one that we're going to use and preach from that in a message or two ahead would be Joseph. You remember when Joseph found out that his espoused wife, Mary, was with child. And of course, he was thinking about putting her away. And God came through an angel, through a vision, and spoke to him. And what did He say to him? Fear not. Fear not. What was He doing? God saw that Joseph was on the very edge of making a wrong decision. He was going to make a wrong move. And so God sent a fear not as a means of prevention. Amen. Because when you're fearful, you're very liable to make some wrong moves. If fear is in control, if fear is in the driver's seat of your life, you will make some wrong choices and some wrong decisions. But all the times, God would send a fear not to our heart as a means of prevention. I like that. Preventing us from going on in the wrong direction. And then there's a third usage of the word fear not. And that is not only to prepare and to prevent, but thirdly to pacify. God uses the term fear not to calm us. To give us a calm or a peace. Such as in Acts 27, Brother Mike referred to the storm of Acts 27. You know what God told Paul when he went there and that time of loneliness, that time when he pulled away from the people after long abstinence, he went in there to pray and spend some time with God. What did God tell him? Fear not. Produced a calm in Paul's heart to the point that he could step back out on the bow of that ship in the same storm and say to the people, brethren, be of good cheer. I believe God. There stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. Amen. And he told me that everything's going to be all right. So God many times will say, fear not, in an effort to pacify or to calm. Amen. The Bible talks about peace which passeth all understanding. Amen. The Bible talks about that. Amen. Peace which passeth knowledge, as we read about this morning or heard about this morning. The peace of God. Amen. God can put a calm in your heart, not after the storm, but in the middle of it. Amen. He can pacify. In Mark chapter number 6, there the disciples were in the storm. And God, Jesus Christ on board the ship, said to them, fear not. Fear not. Another portion of Scripture there, when the disciples were in the ship and in the storm, and Jesus come walking on the water to them. And they thought it was some spook or they thought it was some spirit. And Jesus addressed Himself and said, fear not, it is I. Be not afraid. Amen? So there's the three areas to prepare us. Get us ready for the future. Get us ready to face something. And then not only to pacify, but to prevent. God will say, fear not, to prevent us from making wrong decisions. And then He'll say, fear not, in an effort to calm us. To calm you down. Because if you're in a frenzy, if you're all uptight, if you're all nervous, and you'll make some wrong moves in life. But also here's something I noticed about the fear nots. And there's a lot more of them than we could ever get preached. But the one thing I noticed, Brother Mark, about the fear nots was that when God would give a fear not, He would always come in behind that fear not with a reason for us to fear not. He didn't just say fear not and that was the end of it. He would always come in and say fear not, and then He would give a reason. Amen. For instance, the reference we just gave there of the disciples in the storm. He said, fear not, it is I. See, He come in on the tail end of the fear not and said, here's why you're to fear not, because it is I. He identified Himself and that, my friend, dispelled the fear. I want to deal with the first one that I've seen in the Scripture. In fact, it's in our text verse of Isaiah chapter 40, chapter 41 and verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. So the first thing I want to share with you tonight is fear not because of His presence. Now I know that's basic and I know that's elementary, but how many times are we fearful when we are conscious of His presence? Most of the time when we are fearful, it is because we've got our mind off of God and we've got our mind on the gum. We've got our eyes off of Jesus and we've got our eyes on our situation or on our circumstance. But I want to tell you, God uses this as a support or foundation for you to fear not. And that is, I am with thee. Now I like that myself. Amen. Amen. A lot of people in our day would be envious possibly of the Old Testament believers. But I want to tell you, we've got it the best. Amen. God did not indwell people in the Old Testament. If people were to meet with God, they'd have to go to the tabernacle. They'd have to go to the temple. They'd have to go somewhere where God's presence was. Many times it was concealed or represented by the Ark of the Covenant. But oh, in the New Testament economy, thank God every believer possesses the presence of God, the indwelling presence of God. Amen. And everywhere I am, everywhere a believer is, there God is. Amen. I like that. Fear not tomorrow, because God is already there. I like that. Amen. God is above time. God is above time. God was before time. God was above time, before time, stepped into time, on time, and then steps out of time. God is not controlled by a clock or a calendar. Thank God. Amen. We have a past, present, and future. God never has a past. He never has a present or a future. He is the eternal present God. He is the I am that I am. Not I was. Not I was. No. If He was a was, that means He's not now. But He said, I am that I am. That covers it all. Amen. The eternal present. That's why when we step out of time, we'll never get old. You've got to be in time to get old. There's got to be a clock running for you to get old. There's got to be a calendar going on when you got for you to get old. But when we step out of this life, we'll step out of time, and thank God we'll step into eternity, and we'll live forever in the eternal present. Amen. 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 And with God saying there's no past, present, or future, amen, I'm going to get to heaven the same day my mom and daddy got there. That'll cause your brain to shut down. Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I'm telling you, we don't have reason to fear because we have the presence of God. He said in Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Amen. Israel, Jacob, if you want a reason to fear not, just look who's with you. Amen. Fear comes when you're alone. Amen. Fear comes when you're alone. And God knows that. But for the New Testament believer, we can never be alone. Because we have God who has promised, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. He's with you at all times. Well, I like that, don't you? Well, there's a lot of verses that deals with the presence of God. And fear. I want to read some of them. Genesis chapter 26 and verse 24. And the Lord God, and the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. You'll notice there in that verse, God put a fear not with His presence. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Amen. Amen. Now, if you were in a confrontation or a fight or a battle, and my friend, and you had the U.S. military on your side standing with you, why you'd laugh at the enemy. You know, you'd laugh at the enemy. Hey, look who's standing with me. Look who's on my side. You think I'm going to be afraid of you? You think I'm going to be fearful of what things you're saying, of your threats? Look who's with me. I got the U.S. military with me. I got the U.S. armed forces with me. They're standing with me. You think I'm afraid of you? Look who's standing with me. Amen. But I'm talking about something better than the U.S. military. Because you see, some of the U.S. military may not be able to stand with me because they may be somewhere else standing with somebody else. Hey, man, they may be somewhere else. You know, they may be preoccupied with somebody else's fight when I need somebody. Amen. But the God I'm talking about, my friend, is not hindered. He's not, my friend, locked up in somewhere else. If He's in Iraq, He can't be here. Oh, no. I'm telling you, God is in everywhere, all the time, all-sufficient God. Amen. And He's with me. He said, I am with thee. Brother Bob, when I get to fear, it's because I've got my mind off of who it is that's with me. When we was in high school, in the earlier grades, we had this buddy thing. We had this buddy system, you know. And I wasn't big as a gnat then, not much more than that now, amen. But I found out the secret early in my school years of survival. I didn't need to learn how to fight. I just need to buddy up with somebody that could. Hey, man, because see, and you know what? I never really tried, made efforts to make buddies with people smaller than me. I always tried to make a buddy out of someone that's bigger than me. I mean, buddy, to put a hurting on somebody's head. And everybody knew that if you mess with Barry, you're going to mess with his buddies, amen. And that kept me safe, amen. Hallelujah. I went through high school safe. Kept all my teeth. Amen. And you know what did it? It was because of my buddy. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I mean, listen, it was an agreement. If you made a buddy agreement with someone, you stood with them and they stood with you. Amen. There wasn't too many trying to make me their buddy. Because that wouldn't help them too much, Brother Matt. But I was sure hunting, making sure I had a buddy with me, buddy, that could put a hurting on somebody if they got to messing with me. Amen. Amen. I mean, I had buddies that take care of my light work. Amen. But you know what? Thank God. I didn't know that was true in the spiritual realm. But it was January the 20th, at the age of 20, when I got gloriously saved. Guess who became my buddy and partner and pal and my friend? And He'll never leave me nor let me down. He'll never forsake me. He'll never get weak. He'll never be fearful. He'll never be afraid of an enemy. Amen. He'll never run from a fight. When there's somebody going to pick on me, amen, there He is to step up to the plate. That's what David said when he went out there to meet Goliath. David was a fool to go out there and meet Goliath. Him only 16 years old. My friend, the Bible calls him a stripling. Amen. Just a little old. Amen. You know, you call chicken strips for a reason. They're just little old strips of meat, and that's it. He is called a stripling. Amen. Just a little strip of meat with 2 feet. Amen. And a head. But you know what? He went out there to face that almost 10-foot tall Goliath, the champion of the Philistines, that my friend had whipped them all and had ranked as champion. But he walked out there, my friend, with no fear. Amen. He went out there with no fear. He didn't have on no armor. Amen. Saul tried to put his armor on him. He said, I've not proved thee. In other words, this is not me. This is not me. If you're going to win in a fight, be yourself. Amen. He said, give me that shepherd's sling. Ah, that's me. Amen. Anyway, he went out there and he told Goliath. He said, you're coming to me with spears and you're coming with me with shields and you're coming to me with all of this. And he said, I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord. He said, the battle is the Lord's. And of course, Goliath wasn't afraid because he couldn't see God. Hey, David, where's your buddy at? Oh, he's here. Why, he must be real small. I can't see him. Oh, he's here. And you're fixing to maybe not see him, but you're going to get hit with him. Amen. Oh, praise God, the believer. Listen, God says, fear not. Why? I am with thee. Boy, that's good. I like that, don't you? Praise the Lord. And amen. I like that. Isaiah 43, we read that verse as well. But now, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Amen. Well, I like that. God said, I am with thee. And I began to look at that. Well, that was Genesis 26:24. Genesis 28:15. Behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which has spoken of thee to thee of. Joshua 1:9. Everybody knows this verse. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Here it comes. Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed. Why? For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Amen. I like it, don't you? If you go to bed, He's with you. If you get up, He's with you. You get in the car, He's with you. Go to work, He's with you. If you go to school, He's with you. Sit down to eat, He's with you. Thank God. Hallelujah, He's with you. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles 28:20, and David said to Solomon his son, be strong and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord thy God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee. Well, that's a good thing for a father to tell the son. David said that to Solomon. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Well, like that. Jeremiah 1:8, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee. I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 1:19, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee. Saith the Lord to deliver thee. Jeremiah 15:20, I will make thee unto this people a fierce brazen wall, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee to save thee and to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Acts 18:9-10, then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision, be not afraid, but speak, hold not thy peace, for I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city. Hebrews 13:5, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen. Praise God. Now, I can't stand up here tonight and tell you to fear not because our country is strong. I can't stand up here and tell you fear not because so-and-so is going to get the presidency. I can't stand up here and say, be fear not, our economy is getting stronger. I can't say that. I wish I could stand up here and say, fear not, for our country is inconquerable. Our military could never experience defeat. But I can't say that to none of those. But I can say, fear not, child of God. Fear not, for God is with you. I can say that. I can say that. I can say that because it's in the Word of God. Boy, listen, if you're saved tonight, you're a blessed person. Amen. I mean, if you're saved tonight, you ought to be able to elbow or just nudge a person beside of you and say, hey, I'm blessed because God is with me. Amen. You can tell your neighbor, I can make it. I'm going to make it. In fact, I've already made it because of who it is that's with me. Amen. Boy, I remember as a little child growing up, and a lot of times I'd go fishing with Daddy or hunting with him. And you know what? I'll tell you what, as long as he was with me, I wasn't afraid. As long as he was with me, I wasn't afraid of the rivers we had to cross. Amen. Many times we'd go fishing, we'd have to, you know, the creek said go this way and this way and this way. A lot of times it'd be better fishing if you was on the other side, you know. Get a better angle at the hole. Well, I wasn't knee high to a grasshopper hardly. And I thought, man, how am I going to cross that? And Daddy says, I'm with you. I'll hold your hand. And he grabbed my hand. A lot of times we'd go across that current. And I would tell you, my feet wasn't on the ground. My foot wasn't on the bottom. Hey, man, I wasn't a bit afraid because I was in the hand and grip of my daddy that was stronger than the current. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a child enjoying that calm because of a confidence that he has in the Father. Amen. Glory to God. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. Amen. I remember when me and my wife first got married. Of course, say amen. You know, she told me, she said, honey, I'd get up to go deer hunting. I've told this here before. I like to just remind her that I still know it, amen. And she'd get all tore up, sit on the bed, stomach tore up, you know, and everything. And I had about an hour and a half drive to get to work and hunt, you know. And I'd get up plenty of time to get in the woods before daylight, but many times it'd be after daylight before I'd ever leave the house, being the caring husband that I was. I said, honey, you knew before you said I do that I like to hunt. She said, yeah, but I didn't know you had to go out in the dark. And I read her all these verses, you know, out of Psalms 139. I read her every verse. I read all kinds of verses about not fearing. And God's with you, honey. When I leave, He'll stay here with you. God's with you. You know what she said? She said, yeah, but I need somebody in the flesh. I need somebody in the flesh. You know what? She was saying, as long as I've got somebody with me, I'll not be afraid. Who was it in the Bible that said, I'm with thee. I'll never leave thee. I'll not forsake thee. That ought to put a calm in our heart as we face the future, as we face the foe, as we face, my friend, all that comes against us, we can face it because of who it is that is with. Amen. I like it, don't you? Let me give you this real quickly. He says, I am with thee. Here's what I want to say about the presence of God. Fear not because of His presence. Here's what I want to say. The first thing I want to say is, we don't need to fear because of His presence. Well, what kind of presence is it? You ready? It is a powerful presence. Amen. Where do you get that at? When he said in verse number 10 of Isaiah 41, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. You know that word? You know the name for God here is Elohim. That's the first name you find in the Bible of God. Genesis 1. Almost every verse in the book of, in chapter 1 of Genesis, it has Elohim in that verse. In fact, the very first verse, in the beginning, God. Now watch this. Boy, this is good. God is saying in our text verse, God is saying, I am with thee. God is saying, Elohim is saying, I am with thee. The same God, now don't get too excited about this. Now I know your problems are greater than the need of creation, the ability of creating stars and planets and all of that. I know your problem's bigger than that, but I'm talking about the Elohim God is the Creator God. In verse 1, in the beginning God, in the beginning Elohim, the same God that said, I am with thee, is the one that was before anything, stepped out on nothing and said, let there be, and it all come into existence. I think that ought to give us a calm when we can realize that the God that has power to create out of nothing is the one that's with me. I believe God is telling me that if I can create suns, the sun and the moon and stars, and if I can create this world, if I can create the birds and the beasts, and if I can create man in my own image, if I can do all that, I can take care of you. I'm talking about a powerful presence. A powerful presence. In fact, it's probably one of the most widely used names for God in the Old Testament. Elohim is used 2,249 times in the Old Testament alone. Amen. Well, there's a lot we could say about that term Elohim. I'm going to skip over some of it, but I want to mention this. That word Elohim is used as the God that is with us, and here's what it's saying in light of Genesis chapter 1. That this God has the power, my friend, to deal and to work and to create, my friend, out of nothing. He's got power to handle your situations. He's got power to handle your dilemmas. Amen? I mean, really. Amen. Lord, to give us faith and confidence and a calm to know that God is with us. The Elohim, the Creator God, the one in Genesis 1, my friend, is the self-existent one, self-sufficient one, and He's with us. I like that, don't you? Do you know what it also shows me in chapter 1 of Genesis? That this Elohim God is not just one that is the Creator of God, the pre-existent God, but it also tells me that God is able to step in when things have been given over to ruin and darkness and confusion, and He can step in and shine light and give life, and my friend, work His image into His creature, and in the end result say that it is very good.
Amen.
Amen. If God can do that, He can take care of you. Amen. It's a powerful presence. I am with thee. I am with thee. Amen. Of course, the Elohim is the plural. It is a plural name for God. I don't have time to get in all that. That's a whole message in itself. But it's the plural name for God. God, and you say, well, that's where we get the plurality of gods. If there's multiple gods. No. The Bible said, God said, I am God, and besides me, there is none else. Amen. No doubt, even in the very first verse of Genesis 1 and verse 1, my friend, it is giving us some insight to the Trinity. No doubt about it. When He said, let us make man in our image, using it as a plural. I wrote this down this evening. Here's what one first person said about the plural Elohim. That it is the common form used in poetry, expressing that God combines in Himself all the fullness of divine perfections in their manifold powers and operations. These the heathen divided among a variety of gods. Things that they thought would be an attribute of God, they would make it a god. And thus they would have a multiplicity of gods because they were trying to mimic God. But what I thought about that this evening. What heathens try to do and try to carve out and create with hundreds of thousands, millions even, of gods. All that they're trying to get in all of their gods, we have in one.
Amen.
Amen. We have in one. Amen. Amen. And that person went on to say that to Elohim concentrates all the divine attributes assigned to those idols severally, and besides those, others which corrupt man never of himself could imagine. Amen. Who it is that's with us? It's God, the Creator God.
Amen.
If He's going to back down from anything, He would have backed down from that mess in Genesis 1. But He didn't. He stepped right in on it and fixed it all up and said in the end result, it's very good.
Amen.
Amen. So I not only know that it is a powerful presence, but secondly, it is a personal presence. He said, I am with thee. I'm glad He's with you. I am glad that He's with you, but I'm glad that I can say tonight He is with me. And every believer from the four corners of the globe can say that God is with them. And that's not just a figure of speech. He is that personal presence. That's good. Amen. We should fear not because of His presence. It's a powerful presence. It was a personal presence. And then number three, I like this. It is a present presence. He said, I am with thee. Meaning right now. Amen. Right now. I am with thee. Amen. I like that. Present tense. David magnifying the Lord as his shepherd in Psalm 23. One of the smallest words there, but it's one of the biggest words there when David said, the Lord is. The Lord is my shepherd. Amen. Oh, I like it. When Moses was getting ready to go to Egypt, being commissioned of God to go lead the people of God out, and he asked the question, who am I going to say that has sent me? God said, tell them that I am has sent you. Amen. The eternal present God. He's with you right now. Right now. Tomorrow, He'll be with you. The next week, He'll be with you. Boy, believers has got it made. We've got God with us. Amen. Hallelujah. That would be one of the greatest motives for a person not saved to want to get saved. Is a person not saved don't have the presence of God. When they face battles and problems and difficulties and lost people do. The Bible said in the book of Job, man that's born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. You'll have problems just like anybody else. Amen. You'll have situations just like anybody else. The difference is the people of God has a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We have a personal, present, powerful God that is with us. Amen. And sinners don't have that, but they can have it. They'll accept Jesus as their personal Savior. Amen. And then number four, not only is it a powerful presence and a personal presence and a present presence, but it's also a permanent presence. I am with thee and I will not forsake thee. And I will not fail thee. You can count on Him. He won't bail out when it gets tough. He won't leave you standing out there by yourself. He won't lead you halfway to the house and say you make it the rest of the way on your own. No, we have a God that is permanently a covenant with us. His presence is with us. Amen. And I like this one in closing. His presence is a proven presence. Amen. It is a proven presence. In fact, we find here in, I read it there earlier, in Genesis 26:24, and the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham. I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee. In that verse, God said, I was with your father, Abraham, and now I'm going to be with thee. In other words, if you want to know how I'm going to be with you, then look how I have been with those before you. God's presence is a proven presence. Amen. And in 1 Chronicles 28:20, we find David telling Solomon, the son, telling Solomon, my God will be with thee. He's been proven. Look, listen, we have a Bible. We have a Bible that's full of stories and examples where God was faithful to His people. He was with them. Even when God was getting ready to turn Joshua loose to lead the people of God into Canaan, He made the statement in Joshua chapter 1 and He told Joshua, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Joshua, just like I was with that generation before you, I'll be with you. Well, we read about how that God was with David. We read about how God was with Joshua and how that God was with Moses. And we read about how God was with Abraham and how God was with Jeremiah and how God was with Daniel and how God was with the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. And we read about how God was with Paul. Well, guess what? That same God is with me. And I can count on it. And I can read this Bible. And I can know that God is no respecter of persons. And I know that if God was with these people in the Bible, and God proved Himself, and God showed Himself to be sufficient, that same God is with me. Amen. Proven. Amen. We're not trying Him out. We're not trying Him out like you would a car to see if it'll work.
Oh, we have a record that shows that our God has been put to the test time and again by individuals, by tribes and nations, and by the church. And God has shown Himself and proved Himself to be exactly what was needed. Thank God, Brother Rob, we can face tomorrow. We can face the uncertainties. We can face it, praise God, we can. And we can face it without fear. Why? Because who it is that's with us. Hallelujah. Now, I can't shout about a whole lot. I can't. I can't shout about a lot of things in this country. And I can't shout about a lot of circumstances in life. But I can shout about who's with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, I'm telling you, down through the ministry, I've had people to just bail out and leave. I've had that to happen. Amen. And I don't like it. I tell you, it's hurt and ripped my heart out and everything. But this friend I've been preaching about tonight, he'll never bail out. In fact, he bails me out. He never leaves me. There's never been one second, not one second, Brother Aaron, in my soon-to-be 28 years of being saved, that he's ever been gone. Amen. Now, there's been times I couldn't find him. Just like Job. Job said, I looked on the right. I looked on the left. I looked in front of me, behind me. Said, I couldn't find him. But he said, but he knoweth the way that I take. Amen. It doesn't matter if I can find him as long as he knows where I'm at. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And he don't need a GPS to keep me on his map either. Praise God. His eyes, amen. His eyes is on me. His eyes is on you. His people mean something to him. He paid a high price for you. He's not about to blink. He's not about to get sleepy or droopy. Amen. He don't need a nap as we talked about this morning. His eyes is open. He's alert in your behalf all the time. Hallelujah. If God were to go to sleep, 5 seconds, the devil would take advantage of that and kill all of us. If God would divert His attention away from us or me or whoever and to something else and be distracted for a few moments, split seconds, the enemy would destroy us. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't have to worry about where the enemy is. Well, I wish I knew what the devil's up to. I wish I knew where he's at. I wish I knew what his next attack plan was. Why? Why do you want to know? When your shepherd knows. Amen. He prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Amen. It don't matter where the enemy is. It don't matter if I know where the enemy is or what the enemy's up to. All I know is I've got a shepherd that's watching over me and he knows where the enemy is. He knows where the wolf is. He knows where the enemy is. Amen? Hallelujah. And God tells us in Psalm 23, where He prepares a table before us in the presence of my enemies, He said, you feast, I'll take care of the fight. Amen. You just take care of feeding, eat off the table and enjoy yourself. Let me be concerned about the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Fear not. Why? For I am with thee. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I like it. Amen. It excites my soul to know who it is that's with me. And oh, I don't have time, and you don't have time for me to talk about the many times that the one that said, I'm with thee and I'll never leave thee has manifested himself to me. Lord Jesus. Valleys, battles, burdens, back against the wall, not knowing which way to go, what to do. There he is, standing right in the middle of your situation. Amen. Said, I'm there. I was there the whole time. God, where you been? Where were you? I was there the whole time. I was there the whole time. Amen. A lot of times you won't be able to see it, but that Bible lets me know who's with me. And the effect it ought to have on me is, fear not. For I am with thee. Let's all stand.